The White House today urged China not to engage in a tit-for-tat retaliation. Washington was responding to Beijing's order to close the American consulate in Chengdu. That followed the U.S. order for China to close its consulate in Houston earlier this week. Joining us now is Robert Daly, director of the Kissinger Institute at the Wilson Center. He's a former American diplomat who served in Beijing. Robert Daly, what is your reaction to this apparent retaliation by China and to the overall back and forth between the U.S. and China right now?
China's announcement that it was going to shutter the American consulate in Chengdu, I think, was predictable. And from China's point of view, it was a proportionate response to America's closing China's consulate in Houston. Hardliners in China had wanted to close America's consulate in Hong Kong, which would have been a much bigger step. The question now is whether the United States will close other Chinese consulates, quite possibly the one in San Francisco. And as to where this goes, if we keep closing missions, we're heading toward the dissolution of U.S.-China formal diplomatic relations.
And what are the consequences of that? Are you worried about a military conflict if that happens?
Well, we already have a nascent arms race between the United States and China. If we no longer have diplomatic relations, there will be a high degree of mutual alienation. Hostility to the other country will become an organizing principle in both China and the United States. We're going to see the resurrection of mutual assured destruction. And the new arms race, unlike the previous one, would comprise not only nuclear weapons, but cyber weapons and the weaponization of outer space as well. So this is an extremely dangerous move, which is going to be harmful not just in the U.S. and China, but around the world, in all the other nations that are deeply integrated with both countries.
Do you think the Trump administration has a strategy?
A full strategy has not yet appeared. They have been somewhat more strategic over the past few months, but they have not yet been effectively strategic. It isn't really clear what state of relations between the United States and China they are aiming at. They seem to be testing China to see how much confrontation and offensive language they can get away with, but it's not clear what the end game is. Most worrisomely, the Trump administration has not leveled with the American people about what costs will be incurred, what sacrifices will have to be made if we're involved in a long-term global competition with the most populous nation on earth that will soon also be the wealthiest. This is going to entail real sacrifice and real changes in the United States, you know, throughout our society, and they haven't leveled on that. They're merely implying a willingness to throw down with China without clarity about what that might cost.
Do you think that those costs would be worth it?
Well, this depends on what is at stake. I think that the administration is correct. And Secretary of State Pompeo yesterday said that the Chinese Communist Party, through its foreign policy, wants to legitimize China's illiberal practices worldwide. They do want a world that is welcoming to, receptive to, a Chinese Communist Party that is increasingly repressive at home and aggressive internationally. A Chinese Communist Party that within China has moved from reform towards something like techno-totalitarianism. A Chinese Communist Party that wishes to silence free media and civil society worldwide. So there is a real threat from China, and it needs to be countered. It's the overstatement of that threat, the lack of proportionality that could raise the costs of competition between the United States and China.
That's Robert Daly, director of the Kissinger Institute at the Wilson Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.